Coming up on today's show...
You don't need to be special. You don't need to be, you know, this special person or this righteous person to do God's work.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or catholicsportsradio.com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday. And then social media for this show, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community, that is the name of the Facebook group. Its members are both listeners as well as some past guests. It's a nice way to interact with one another. There is no cost to join it. The quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. I so enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. On television broadcasts of major sporting events, we often see the cameras showing an athlete's parents in the crowd, and the announcers will mention who it is attending the game and watching in person. Sometimes we will hear about a player getting called up from the minor leagues and their parents immediately flying to wherever their game is going to be. I have even seen TV broadcasts go so far as to do a little story on a player where they interview the parents just as much as the athlete. I'm sure other teams do this too, but here in Tampa Bay, there is a trip every year that the dads go on for their sons' road games with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Clearly, there is overwhelming pride by those fathers and tremendous gratitude from the sons, thinking about all the wisdom they got from their dad over the years, all the car rides, going to practices, games, tournaments, and so on. This mirrors how we should be in our faith life. In the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24 says, quote, "The father of a just person will exult greatly. Whoever begets a wise son will rejoice in him." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is a left fielder in the Baltimore Orioles organization, having played last year for both the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. He had been chosen in the fourth round of the 2019 Major League Baseball draft by Toronto following a collegiate career at Creighton University, where he hit .307 with 30 home runs and 147 RBI. During those years, he was a second-team All-Big East selection in 2017 and first-team All-Big East in 2018, and he was named Collegiate Baseball Freshman All-American in 2017. Back in high school, he had earned four letters in baseball, helped guide his team to the Class 3 state title, and was a three-time All-State first-team selection and earned first-team honors in district and conference. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Will Robertson.
Hey, Bruce, I appreciate the introduction and happy to join you today.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And Will, during our conversation today, we will get to the moving around that you have done as a result of baseball, but start us off by sharing where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
Yes, I was born and raised in Luce Creek, Missouri. I have a younger brother and a younger sister, so I'm the oldest of three.
You would not be on the show if you were not Catholic, but were you born, baptized, and raised Catholic? What did the faith life look like in the Robertson household when you were a young boy?
Yes, I grew up raised Catholic, both grandparents were raised Catholic, so a strong Catholic family and kind of extended family as well.
Was there any Catholic schools that you attended?
Yes, Luce Creek, Missouri is a very small town. It's about 300 people. We have a Catholic school there. My mom actually was the second grade teacher there. She taught me, and it goes to eighth grade. And then my siblings and everybody kind of around the area goes to the public high school. But I had a Catholic education from all the way up to eighth grade.
Okay. In the intro, I mentioned a lot of your honors in baseball starting in high school. But what I did not say was that you earned four letters with the basketball team, too. Tell us when and how you first got interested in playing sports.
Yeah, I would say growing up, my family, extended family, was always very intrigued with sports and kind of always, you know, took a liking of sports. So that was kind of, it kind of, you know, raised me, and my brother and sister were sports. So, but in Luce Creek, like I said, a very small town, you kind of play all the sports. So growing up, played baseball, basketball, played a little soccer. Our high school was so small that we don't have football. So I never played football, unfortunately, but basketball, it kind of depended on the season. If it was basketball season, I felt like basketball was my favorite sport. And then the summertime would roll around and I felt like, you know, baseball would be my favorite sport. So definitely loved playing all the sports and basketball. I think different parts of the game kind of bring out different parts in you. So I always loved playing, but I think, you know, baseball was my calling, and was happy with the time that I had playing basketball, but happy that baseball was there too.
So in the intro, I mentioned where you went for college. Creighton is a Jesuit Catholic university. How much did that factor in your decision to go there? And did it make it easier to resist the temptations of college life being in that type of environment?
Yes. Going to Creighton it being a Jesuit institution definitely played a major part in choosing it. I feel like the values that they distill, I think when you're choosing to play college baseball somewhere, I think you're looking at a place that my dad and actually told me this when we were, you know, looking at the process and looking at schools, like, could you picture yourself going there even if baseball wasn't an option? So I looked at that, and it being a Jesuit institution and the high values that they hold for not just the athletes, but all the students that go there, and then the academics were something very, very important to me. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Tell us about being at Creighton and having had to balance classes, baseball, prayer time, so you make sure that you are staying committed to your faith. I think what happens is we hear about a student athlete and all we focus on is their sport, and we forget that there is still classes to attend, and there is, especially at a school like Creighton, an effort to carve out time to make sure you're staying committed to your Catholic faith. So how did you balance all of that and not get caught up in, look at me, I'm a college baseball player?
Yeah, no, I'll be honest with you. When you first move away from your parents, especially you know, being in a small town, you go somewhere like Omaha, Nebraska, which is a way bigger city than you've ever lived in. You kind of get sidetracked a little bit, just trying to, I would say, find out who you are and trying to figure out who you're going to be as both a person, an athlete, and also a man of faith. So I feel like early on, I, you know, didn't take my faith too seriously. I was worried about, you know, trying to fit in with the baseball team or, you know, working on my studies to make sure I'm, you know, caught up. But the FCA at Creighton was huge. And we had a couple players on the team that, that were involved in that and kind of got other guys involved and eventually, you know, started taking that sort of thing more seriously like I do today, and putting me in a position to also be a leader both with the baseball team and in my own life too.
But talk about the time when you, I imagine, if you got picked in the fourth round of the draft, there had to be a point in time where you knew that MLB scouts, that you were on their radar. I'm thinking about last December, on December 8th, episode 357, audience, if you did not hear my conversation with Jeff Manto, who played 9 seasons in Major League Baseball, and what he told me, Will, was that he got drafted by the Yankees, and they just assume, well, he's going to come sign with us and play with us because we're the Yankees, and his father said, no, school is more important. You're going to go to school, And so he also was kind of saying, like, I had great teammates around me, and these were the guys getting scouted. So once you knew, Will, that they were starting to look at you, did you feel more pressure, again, going back to that formula that we just talked about of, this is great that I'm getting some attention and I do want to play great ball, but I also got to make sure that I'm staying rooted in my faith and that I'm getting all my schoolwork done?
Yeah, you definitely feel a little more pressure, but I feel like staying rooted in your process of what got you to that point as well. I think prayer and praying the rosary has always been a big deal to both me and my wife and our family, and praying the rosary and having a process and a prayer life to fall back on is huge. And understanding that I'm way more than just a baseball player. You know, I'm a father now, I'm a husband, and back in the time at Creighton University, playing college baseball, you know, being a teammate first. And I think keeping that in mind and keeping that that foundation, I think, was big going back there and not getting too big of a head and thinking that you're more than what you are.
Nicely said. Nicely said. Friends, I recently shared that I love asking guests to tell us about the day they got drafted into the pros, and Will Robertson is no different. I absolutely am going to have him share with us about getting picked by the Toronto Blue Jays in the MLB draft, now that we have heard his background, not only baseball-wise, but his faith and the Catholic schools that he attended. It's not unlike Alliance Catholic Credit Union is proud to support Catholic Sports Radio, and they invite you to help them support Catholic education. Through Alliance Catholic Foundation, they provide 20 scholarships every year to families striving to ensure their children can attend a Catholic school. If you become a friend of the foundation, you will help them continue this good work, and you will have an opportunity to open an account with Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at AllianceCatholicFoundation.org. Federally insured by NCUA. And please be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. This ministry has been showing up every single week for 7 years now, as of last week, Sunday, February 1. And today I am asking if you will join the team. In the book, A Spirituality of Fundraising, the late Catholic priest and spiritual writer Henry Nouwen reminds us that asking for financial support is really an invitation into a vision, into the work that God has given us to do. Catholic Sports Radio is that work for me. Since the show launched on February 1, 2019, I have shown up every week, not because it's my job, it's not, but because God placed this ministry on my heart, and it is a joy to bring these conversations about faith and sports to you and to listeners near and far. But ministry, like any mission, needs partners. Henry Nouwen says that when we invite people to give, we are asking them to join us in something eternal, to connect their treasure to their heart. Your gift is not just covering a hosting fee or equipment cost. It's placing a share of your own story into what God is doing through Catholic Sports Radio. If you feel called to give, you can do so through the blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net, or by contacting me through the website or social media for how to mail me a check. With your permission, I would be honored to thank you on a future episode, or keep you anonymous if you prefer. Please prayerfully consider making a one-time gift, not to me personally, but into the abundant work God is doing here. Because when you give, you are not just helping keep Catholic Sports Radio going, you are proclaiming with me that Christ belongs in every arena. Will, what about it? Take us back to 2019. Where were you? Who was with you? Walk us through the events of draft day and being chosen by the Blue Jays.
Yeah, back in 2019, we were actually just got eliminated from our Super Regionals out in Corvallis, Oregon. I feel like everybody that gets drafted has a crazy story, and I feel like mine's pretty unique. We got eliminated, and we were actually flying back home. It was the second day of the draft, so we were flying back home, back to Omaha, and the draft started at noon Eastern time. So in Corvallis, Oregon, it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and we were about to take off, and it kind of hit me all of a sudden that I'm going to be on a plane when the draft starts up again. And so I contacted my agent and my dad and kind of ran them through the plan of, you know, what happens. And I actually was on the plane when I got drafted, and I didn't know who I went to or what round until I landed. And when we landed, my phone, you know, just erupted with text messages and missed calls and stuff like that. So it was a pretty hectic 15 or 20 minutes after we landed to realize that I was drafted by the Blue Jays, which was awesome. And got to share that with my parents. And it was a pretty special day, but very unique that I actually didn't receive the phone call. I didn't really have any sort of help either negotiating or how the whole thing went down. Cause I was flying in an airplane. So I didn't have any Wi-Fi or reception, obviously. So another thing, yeah, put it in God's hands and let him, you know, create the plan. So.
Do you happen to know if that is exceptionally rare, or have you heard other stories just like yours where a team drafts a player and isn't even able to reach them on the phone, but they just go ahead and draft them anyways?
Not specifically to an airplane, but I do know actually a teammate of mine was really sick during the draft. He was in my draft class and was really sick and actually was taking a nap. I forget what the illness was, but he was taking a nap and didn't even have his phone on him. And the Blue Jays were trying to contact him, but then just ended up taking him anyway. So,
wow.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's crazier ones. Or I just feel like everybody that gets drafted has kind of their story that, you know, is unique and is memorable.
Well, yours is truly unique because usually the story goes: I was home, my parents were there, my girlfriend, my friends, a couple of my teammates, my coach. We were all sitting around watching it on TV, waiting by the phone, and your story is anything but that.
Yeah.
It is easy for us to all get caught up in the excitement of someone playing Major League Baseball, but these stories are often filled with adversity, and Will, yours is no different. Can you share with us how you have navigated things like being traded, being put on waivers, playing with a number of minor league teams? Clearly there are times when we can forget about God and just complain and take the why me position.
Playing in the minor leagues for 6 years up until this past June when I got called up, definitely a lot of times that I thought that playing in the big leagues or playing in the MLB was not in the cards for me. I would have told you to start the year last year that me playing in the big leagues was probably a long shot. To start the year last year, it took one of the players on the big leagues to not start with the team for me to even have a shot at AAA to get a chance to play. So a lot of adversity through the years. I got injured twice that I had to miss substantial time with. But my support system with my wife and my family and my faith, you know, definitely helped me carry through. And there's still adversity. There's always going to be adversity this, you know, past year, getting claimed and DFA'd a few times, especially this off season, not really knowing what the future is going to hold, but that's why, you know, you have faith in God and then also have faith in your support system that no matter what happens, that you're more than a baseball player. You're more than somebody that, you know, tries to hit a baseball, and you're important in other people's lives as well. So.
Amen. Amen. And audience, I'm not doing justice to Will's story, but if you look him up online and on the show page for this episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net, I'm going to put a link to his bio page on MLB.com, and you can see some of the minor league teams that he's played for. So it does, as I alluded to very back at the beginning, when I asked him where he was born and raised and what the family size was, and I referred to him moving around a lot because of baseball, a lot of different teams that he's played for that you don't see that when you see him pulling on a Toronto Blue Jays uniform or a Chicago White Sox uniform or a Baltimore Orioles uniform. And it's kind of like my ministry moment, all those car rides, all those practices, all those tournaments that when you're young and putting in your time in the minor leagues that do pay off and you do get the blessing. Will, I'm sure you remember it like it was yesterday, getting the phone call saying that you were being called up to Toronto.
Yeah, I've seen it so many times, other teammates getting called up and kind of that excitement that you have for them. And I feel like when it happened for me, it was a great experience. I was actually in the game and my manager pulled me from the game saying that I got called up. And then the phone calls that I got to make to my wife and my parents and my grandparents were phone calls that I'll, you know, probably remember for the rest of my life.
Wow.
My wife actually thought I was hurt. She thought that I got injured. So I called her and she's like, "How bad is it?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "You're hurt, aren't you? You got taken out of the game." And I was like, actually quite the opposite and told her, and obviously there's tears. And when I called my parents, they were actually on their way up to Buffalo to see my wife and I and my daughter, Johnny, for the weekend. And when I called them, I had to tell them to turn back around and head back to St. Louis, Missouri, which is about an hour and a half away from our hometown, because I was going to make my debut. And I was hoping they weren't going to wreck the car, because that's how excited they were. So, yeah, but so it was a great day for sure.
So cool. Is there any presence of the Catholic faith on game days for you? I'm thinking about something like maybe a prayer in the dugout before each at bat, or maybe a rosary in your pocket, or a cross necklace, or anything like that.
Yeah, I wear obviously a cross necklace with a pendant, to Mary. And daily rosary is something my wife and I really, you know, that's kind of what keeps us rooted in faith. But for me, when going back to college, kind of like learning how to pray, or kind of my own way of doing it, is just silence and just, you know, letting God talk to you. So before games, usually everybody's got their headphones in or whatnot, but kind of taking a little time just to be in silence and whatever God is wanting to talk to me about in that, you know, silence before I, you know, take the field or listen to my music, try to take a little bit of time to let him talk to me before them. So those are about the only things that I do. Nothing crazy, nothing over the top.
When you're not Aaron Judge, when you're not Shohei Ohtani, you're doing anything you can to attract attention to your baseball skills. At the same time, will you have chosen to be open about your devotion to your faith, as evidenced by being on this show, a feature story that I saw from a diocesan newspaper, plus even an article by our Sunday Visitor? What made you decide to not hide your light under a bushel? How did you decide that you'd not only show people the baseball side of Will Robertson?
Yeah, I think I feel like something God calls us to do is use our gifts, use our platform, which happens to be baseball for me, and to shed the light and share your faith. I feel like for me, I'm not the type of guy that is, you know, super outgoing or in everybody's face, but if I can show how I live my life through my faith and show others, especially teammates or anybody else, the way that, you know, God's affected me, and maybe that could affect them in a positive way, I'm all for that. And I feel like my wife and I, Morgan, our story isn't unique. It's pretty simple and pretty, I would say, nothing out of the ordinary that people can relate to. And I think that also, I think, is beneficial for people to see that you don't need to be special. You don't need to be, you know, this special person or this righteous person to do God's work. So,
yeah, it sounds like you're saying it makes the two of you very relatable to those of us in the pews on Sunday.
Yeah, we have challenges just like everybody else. We the last couple of days, we've been, you know, trying to figure out how we're going to get all of our stuff to Florida, or, you know, going through the ups and downs of having to move around, like and the challenges of our, you know, not knowing, you know, where we're going to be at this season. So I think it's important to shed light on that, but also at the same time, show that we're trusting in God's plan, and we aren't the captains to our ship. We're, you know, we're along for the ride and let God work in our lives. So,
well, audience, we're not done yet, but while he's mentioning it, let's send lots of prayers that we'll spend a lot of time in Baltimore this year, or I should say in a Baltimore Orioles uniform and going around the country with the major league team. But Will, as we head into the home stretch here, let's have a little fun. When the audience goes on the MLB.com page that I referred to that has your bio on there, they actually do something really neat where it says watch story, and you could see what I would compare to Instagram stories. And there's some great highlights there of you, a tremendous catch that you made at the outfield wall, an RBI single, which I don't know if that was your first in MLB, but is it possible to pick out one highlight from 2025 that really stands out, your time either with the Jays or with the White Sox?
Yeah, I think those two, I think, were very much highlights, I would say. So I was called up on June 11th to St. Louis. The Blue Jays were playing the Cardinals. It was the last game of the three-game series. And like I mentioned, St. Louis is only like an hour and a half away from my hometown. So there was over 250 people that went to that game.
Wow.
From my hometown, which, wow, is practically the whole town. So, but I didn't get to play. I didn't make my debut until June 15th. And that was in Philadelphia on my brother's birthday.
Whoa.
And it was on Father's Day.
Whoa.
It was my first Father's Day. and my dad, my grandpa, and my father-in-law were all in the stands. My debut, my brother's birthday, first Father's Day, and I get my first MLB hit. So I think that was pretty special, and you definitely felt that God had a plan and did that for a reason. So it was pretty special.
So cool. So cool. Well, you've mentioned Morgan a couple times. Let's close by having you share more about her. How did the two of you meet? How long have y'all been in the sacrament of holy matrimony? And then do tell us a little bit more about your daughter.
Yeah. So, we were raised in the same small community. So we actually went to kindergarten together. So I guess you can technically say that we met in kindergarten. And we went to high school together, obviously. And then we, started, dating, in college actually. And then we were married, on New Year's Eve, 2022. So we've been married for just over 3 years now.
And your daughter is how old?
My daughter, Johnny, she's a year and a half old. She was born in Buffalo when we were playing in AAA for the Blue Jays a year and a half ago. So that was an experience in and of itself. And she's such a fun to be around. She's starting to talk a little bit, and she definitely has a personality, which we love to be around. And she's awesome, and really excited this year to have them travel with me. So they travel with me on the road and get to kind of see her interact and kind of go through her first season, kind of being able to experience everything. Last year they were with me, but Johnny was, just a little too young to really take it all in. So we're excited about that.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Will, thank you ever so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. I so enjoyed the conversation. God bless you and your family.
Thank you for having me on and allowing me to share my faith and my story.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And audience, I think it's fitting that we close this week with an athlete's prayer. So let's pray that together right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you, O God, for giving me a body which is fit and strong, and for making me able to use it well. In my training, help me never to shrink the discipline which I know that I need and that I ought to accept. In my leisure and in my pleasure, help me never to allow myself any indulgence which would make me less fit than I ought to be. When I compete with others, help me, win or lose, to play fair. When I win, keep me from boasting. When I lose, keep me from making excuses. Keep me from being conceited when I succeed, and from being sulky when I fail. And help me always with goodwill congratulate a better man who beat me. Help me so to live that I will always have a healthy body and a healthy mind. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.